Some years back, I was teaching a 10-day seminar in an important city in Asia. One of the things I try to do when I'm on the road is get some daily exercise. And when I'm overseas, I get my exercise by taking a brisk walk. So the first day we were there, I put on my walking shoes and headed out of the hotel to walk around. And when I came to the intersection of the two streets that went by the hotel, I was startled. I had never seen such traffic anywhere in the world. There were trucks and buses and taxicabs and ox carts and bicycles and motorcycles roaring around helter-skelter with no one observing any rules or regulations. It was so bad, I was afraid to cross the street. So for 10 days, I simply walked up and down the hill in front of our hotel. The most dangerous of all the vehicles out there were these huge, noisy, powerful motorcycles with their young men drivers. Now, in the midst of all this, I observed something that shocked me. It was the sight of young ladies sitting on the back of those motorcycles, totally unconcerned. Some reading a book, some doing their nails, perfectly at ease. I thought, how could they do that? And of course I realized there's only one way they could do that. They had to have absolute confidence in the driver, the one up front. And friend, so it is with you and me. We know there are some real enemies to our spiritual health and welfare out there. And in our own strength, we will never make it safely through a world that is at odds with God and His people. We make our way through a dangerous world only one way. Absolute confidence, absolute faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is always the one up front leading the way. What are the struggles you're in right now? Are you surrounded by people or circumstances that threaten your security? Well, we can learn an important lesson from my experience in that wild Asian traffic. Don't fight the driver. Relax and leave the driving to him. The Bible says this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And Jesus tells us, follow me. He will take us through. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.